Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Coming up here in about 2.5 minutes, we've got your next Traffic on the Fives, but also I want to play some of the clips from one of our top stories. So let me get through your top three stories here, and then we'll get your sports hit. So the top stories are protesters have damaged property at the site of a planned police center in Atlanta. And then, even setting some of the vehicles on ablaze. Four Americans are missing after they were kidnapped in a Mexican border city, according to the FBI. They've now offered a $50,000 reward for their safe return. And Chris Rock has slammed Will Smith and Meghan Markle in his new Netflix special that came out on Saturday. We'll play some of the audio clips for you coming up here after our sports hit. Speaking of which...
Here's your sports hit.
NCAA men's basketball on ESPN tonight. It's going to be at 8 o'clock. You've got BYU playing number 16, St. Mary's College in the, I forgot the name of that conference. But there's a conference there, and the winner of that is going to play the winner of San Francisco against Gonzaga. Oh, West Coast Conference, yeah. they'll play them. Of course, we have the Sun Belt Conference Championship game going on today. University of South Alabama is in the championship game. They'll be playing Louisiana Lafayette at 6 o'clock over at the Bay Center. So that's pretty exciting. Then when it comes to the NBA, it's going to be on NBA TV tonight at 6:30 with the Atlanta Hawks playing the Miami Heat. And the late game is going to be New Orleans Pelicans against the Sacramento Kings. Major League Baseball preseason going on right now. Earlier today, it didn't look like we had any of the Florida teams or the Atlanta Braves playing. And then NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus, and none of the Florida teams are playing on there either. Then NCAA women's basketball at 6 o'clock on FS1. Number 10 Villanova plays number 7 UConn. So you can check that out. In sports news, real quick, the Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant is going to be out indefinitely while being investigated for a firearms charge. Apparently, he posted on Instagram waving a firearm around in a nightclub, and this happened in Colorado. And the team basically said they don't have any timeline for when he'll be back. The NFL has reinstated Calvin Ridley from a gambling suspension where he was gambling on games. The Baltimore Ravens say talks with Lamar Jackson is probably going to go to the deadline. The Cowboys used the franchise tag on Tony Pollard. The running back had 12 total touchdowns last season. And finally, the big news, New Orleans Saints have gone ahead and got a new quarterback. They've signed Derek Carr to a 4-year deal worth up to $150 million. I know a lot of people might be thinking, okay, so what's that happen with their other quarterbacks then? Jameis Winston, Andy Dalton, and of course the multi-tooled Taysom Hill. Well, for Taysom Hill, we know that one already. They restructured his contract yesterday, and before they signed here. So they restructured his contract, and it basically made everything a signing bonus. So basically cutting him or trading him is pretty much out of the question now because they would lose a lot of money. Andy Dalton is basically a free agent, so he's expected to move on. And it looks like the Saints are going to just release Jameis Winston. I thought they would keep Andy Dalton or Jameis Winston as the backup to Derek Carr, but it's looking like they're going to let them both go. Maybe that's why they signed Taysom Hill or restructured his contract to keep him around. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what the Saints do. A lot of people think that this might be enough to get them to be in playoff contention to have Derek Carr I don't know. I guess we will have to see what happens with it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have slow traffic on 29. This is going to be in both the north and southbound direction, right around Stumpfield Road. It's starting to improve, but definitely still seeing some traffic on 29 there, as well as northbound on North Palafox Street. Same area. That's going to be starting right around Stumpfield Road, and it's going to clear up at East Burgess Road. I-10 and I-110 seeing no delays. We do have some traffic on Mobile Highway. This is going to be in between Pine Forest and Beulah due to construction. Expect slowdowns in both directions. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. We have some delays, as well as typical afternoon traffic on 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So Chris Rock's new Netflix special came out over the weekend. We mentioned this on Friday that it was coming out. There was a lot of buzz about it because it was expected to address the slap. So here's part of the Netflix special. It's been edited, you know, because Chris Rock, you know, doesn't necessarily news really. He uses bad words. So here you go.
Y'all know what happened to me. Getting smacked by Suge Smith.
Suge Smith.
Everybody knows. Mac. I got smacked at the Oscars by this motherfucker. And people like, did it hurt? It still hurts. I got summertime ringing in my ears. But I'm not a victim, baby. You will never see me on Oprah or Gail crying. You will never see it. Never gonna happen.
I couldn't believe it, and I love Men in Black.
No. It's never gonna happen. No. I took that hit like Pacquiao.
Like Manny Pacquiao. There you go. There was another thing where he said, he says, look, I love Will Smith my whole life. I've rooted for Will Smith my whole life. I rooted for him. And he goes, and now I watch Emancipation just to see him get whooped. It's like, oh, dang. Emancipation is the one Will Smith plays. It's an Apple TV movie. Plays a true story of a slave who was known for the scars on his back from being beaten so much. So I was like, oh, my gosh, that was pretty hardcore. And when he's asked why he didn't retaliate, he talked about how the physical differences between he and Will Smith. Here you go. Here's a little clip of that.
On camera, Will Smith is significantly bigger than me. We are not the same size, okay? We are not. This guy, Will Smith does movies with his shirt off. You've never seen me do a movie with my shirt off. If I'm in a movie getting open heart surgery, I got on a sweater. Will Smith played Muhammad Ali in a movie. You think I auditioned for that part? He played Muhammad Ali. I played Pookie in New Jack City.
There you go. So he's just like, he's way bigger than me. And then he also addressed it next, and he said, also, another reason why I didn't retaliate is because I had parents, and my parents told me to don't fight in front of white people. So those are just some of Chris Rock's jokes. He also made a joke about Meghan Markle was kind of going after her, too, for her basically alleging racism and basically saying, no, you haven't really experienced racism, and over some of her complaints with the royal family. So, yeah, so that was some of the highlights right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from John Pickens over the newsroom and the professions that are marriage deal breakers. Like professions that where marriages don't stand up very often. And so we'll talk about that coming up here next on News Radio 92.3.
I never said I was a victim of circumstance. I still belong.
Local right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John, what's up in the news?
Well, an Escambia County home was severely damaged in a fire this weekend. The home is in the 2500 block of Talbert Street. It was reported early on Sunday morning. Fire officials say they could see flames through the roof of the single-story home. Fire was under control within an hour of fire crews arriving at the scene. Nobody was hurt, and officials say no pets or people were at the home when it caught fire. The investigation is ongoing. A bird strike is believed to be the cause of a scary incident on a flight to Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. A Southwest Airlines flight out of Cuba had to return to Havana yesterday after an engine caught fire. The airline says birds hit the engine shortly after takeoff. The cabin filled with smoke as oxygen masks dropped from their overhead compartments. One passenger, though, says some masks weren't dropping down, and passengers were punching the roof to eject the mask. He also tells NBC 6 he was terrified and thought he might not make it. Finally, Bobby, the Rachel Ray Show talk show is ending after 17 seasons in daytime syndication. Ray has said she's decided to move on to the next exciting chapter in her broadcasting career and that her passions have evolved from talk show format. The chef will now transition from her time to the launch of a new production company, Free Food Studios.
All right. Very interesting one right there. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations to her and making the next move in her career. So pretty interesting right there. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Couple areas with delays. That's going to include Highway 90, both north and southbound direction. Highway 29, north and southbound direction at Marcus Point Boulevard. Expect slow moving in Carr City, as well as northbound on Palafox, right around East and West Burgess Road, backing up to about Hancock Lane. We also have an accident on North Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be at Dog Track Road. We have slowdowns in the southbound direction due to this accident, and we have slow traffic on Brent Lane in between North Palafox and I-110. We also have some slow traffic on Mobile Highway that's going to be in between Nine Mile and Beulah due to construction. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I saw this here. A list of professions that might be deal breakers for a marriage. Like marriage deal breakers. So people on social media are talking about professions that it just seems like you have a hard time trying to make the relationship work. Some things kind of make sense, like divorce lawyers. Divorce lawyers, I guess, are often divorced or have a lot of problems. Some of the other things here, and this is not any kind of formal poll. It's more like an informal poll, but I thought it was interesting what people's perspectives is. Like, this would be hard to be married to somebody like this, you know, like that. Things like a celebrity. Yeah, I mean, you often see celebrities getting divorced, so that kind of makes sense. Stand-up comedians, yeah, because their hours are terrible. I mean, they're never home at night, ever. Sleeping in super late. Restaurant owners, because they're particularly busy on nights and weekends. Social media influencers. Yeah, I can see how that could be hard. People with multi-level marketing businesses, they say, because it takes up a lot of time as well, and they feel like you're always going about and doing things. Other jobs that they feel are high divorce rated one, law enforcement officers, anyone doing shift work, and anyone doing like sex work, like OnlyFans. Oh yeah, I could see that too. Yeah. All right. In fact, I saw this story about relationships, by the way, real quick. Half of people single worldwide. I'm sure it's probably higher in the United States, but worldwide, half of single people say they have tried online dating. Half of single people have tried online dating. Yeah, that seems like a lot, actually, when you think about it. First, you're like, half, that's it? Half of worldwide singles have tried online dating. That's a lot. But apparently there's a ton of dating. Like, my son just met somebody through a dating app. I was like, which dating app? They're like, this and this. I'm like, I never even heard of it. Like, I don't know. They're like, there's tons of dating apps for everything now, apparently. So
I think it's really popular for young adults who live in cities, too. Like, we'll move to a city where they don't know anyone, and they're young and just want to go on dates and not really necessarily date someone. Like, yeah. I think it's like totally the norm.
Yeah, and I think that has become the norm too, is just like what you just stated there. They want to go on a date without dating. And so a lot of these dating apps have become that. Like, hey, let's just go to the, let's go do something together without having to have any kind of commitment and stuff. So, but yeah, so I thought it was kind of interesting in that worldwide. I'm sure it's probably even higher in the United States. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Information is coming out of the UK pertaining to their handling of COVID. And one of the things that came up, according to the former health minister, Lord Bethel, one of the things that they were worried about was cats. They were afraid that cats were spreading COVID. I remember when that was going on. So they had a very serious discussion about exterminating every cat in Britain. And they were serious about it. Oh my goodness gracious, great balls of fire.